Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Tiny's Daf Chof and the Hoiz V'Hodor edition, starting the fourth perek on the top of Amud Aleph. Zog the Mishnah b'shloisha prokim hakoyanim noisim miskapeim arba'o pe'amim b'yoyim. There's three times in the year the koyanim they do nesias kapayim four times a day. What are the four times they do a day? B'shachis uve musaf uve mincha uve ne'ilas shorim. Shachis musaf mincha and ne'ila. What are the three times that we have? Betaniyos, uvi ma'amodos, uvi yom kippurim. Tainis is when you do have a tainis, as Reb Chaim points out, the Yerushalmi learns that they didn't have tefillas ne'ila. Ma'amodos is when they had the korbanis, so Yisrael that brought, they were standing on the korbanis while the Kohanim were doing the avodah. They used to fast, and they had brikas Kohanim throughout the whole day, including ne'ila, uvi yom kippurim as well. So, you see from here three things. First, you see there's a tiny in Ma'amodos. That's what they have Ne'ilo. That's what they have Brikas Koyanim. They do four tefillas in the Ma'amodos. We said the Siyas Kapayim is only four times a day. Shachris, Mosaf, Mincha, Ne'ilo, but not Ma'ariv. So, you see there's no Siyas Kapayim in Ma'ariv. Says the Gemara, why not? Why don't you have Nesias Kapayim in Ma'ariv? Because there's no Chazos Tashatz. Why not? For he says, Kapo Valley Spalil should do Nesias Kapayim without having Chazos Tashatz. But says the Gemara, Matzano Tefillah, Beloi Nesias Kapayim, Beloi Matzano Nesias Kapayim, Beloi Tefillah. You could have a Tefillah that doesn't have Nesias Kapayim, like any day Mincha. But you can't have Nesias Kapayim without Tefillah. Says the Gemara, Tani, the Braisa says, Zu Divrei Rameir. Prime brings that we have the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda that holds and he sees Kapayim is only Shachas and Mosaf. And you have the Shita of Rabbi Yossi that you have Nesias Kapayim in Ne'ilo, but not Mincha. And Rameir is the one who says you have Nesias Kapayim all four tefillas. Says the Gemara of Zehir, Rabbi Yechanon, Be'eruvin, Betanis Sibur, Noagua Kol Kabameir. We Paschal like Rameir, we know like Rameir, in Eruvin and Tanis Sibur. Rameir said in Eruvin that you don't rely on the Shita of Mevoyas when you have a Eru Chatzeris. So Shituv is not enough when you have an Eruv. And Tarit Sibur is by us. Also Megillas Esther, how much to read in the Megillah? We pass along Kramer to read the entire Megillah. Says the Gemara of Zeir, Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Rabbi Shua ben Pedoyo, Mipimasso mechakosu Pashas Nozir l'Nesias Kapayim. Nesias Kapayim is written right after Pashas Nozir in the Torah. L'am d'cho k'shem sha Nozir osu b'yayin. So a Nozir can drink wine. Koyin who's noise kapov cannot drink wine. Ima nozi also bechatzonim ubezugin. Nozi cannot eat any pieces of the grapes. Chatzonim and the zugim or the pits and the peels. I'm going to see his kapayim asur bechatzonim bezugin. So you want to tell me that a koyin who's doing his kapayim cannot eat different parts of the grape? And the Gemara does not answer this question. Rabbi Yehuda, my spalgun Yeshua by gezuro vezheiro. This is machlekes. Chad yoliflo mina nozir. One learns that Nesias Kapayim cannot have wine. The same way the Nozer can, the same thing we had before. The other one learns it from Shirus, from working Beis Hamikdash. We learn that a Kohen who is doing Avodah is not allowed to drink wine. We don't know who learns what from where. Now the Gemara explains that each one of the drushes has a pircha. The one who learns from nozir, so you have the question. So it should be also in grapes as well. If you learn from the shiurs, whatever you know, a kohen is not allowed to avoid the misamingdosh, a baal mum, someone who has a blemish cannot do avoid the misamingdosh. So according to that, you want to tell me you can't do the nesias kapayim. Says the Gemara of Atani, my Adash Behiru Mutter. It does say that one who has a mum should not do Nesias Kapayim because people look at him. But if he's Dash Behiru, meaning people got used to him, everybody knows him, everybody got used to the way he looks, so he's allowed to. There's no issue be'etzim for someone who has a mum to do Nesias Kapayim. Kado Rav Naftali Avos Atzbaosi Akumo. Naftali had his fingers that were crooked. Also, Shalom Amono, can he do Nesias Kapayim? Meaning everybody knows you in the city, mutter. Rav Chuno me'aver zal dakan. He removed a koyin whose beard was very small. Zal dakan means he didn't have a full grown beard and he looked like a child. So the Gemara understands why did he do that? Because he's a mum. Fatani me'adash b'yir mutter. People used to know him, says mutter. It was in the regal. As Reb Chaim adds here, in the regal, there's many guests. and people will see a person who looks like a child, they're going to think that children can be oile laduchan in the regal, which that's what we don't do. So the Gemara of Yosef Zoyso Meres, you learn from here, continues the Gemara of Chofan with base, she'osu listakel b'kriyanim b'shor she'em mevorchim. Should not look at the kriyanim when they do the bracha. And that's the reason we don't want a Baal Mum to be Noisa Kapayim, because people are going to look at him, going to stare at him. So Chagga said, the only reason they said not to look, not to stare the Kriyanim, is because Asocha Sadas, because you're not going to be focused. Moshe, Loshan Shmuo, the Anim is Takalno Veloy Masadati. I will look, I will stare, and it won't have Esach Adas. Continues the Gemara in Nesius Kapayim. How do we know that you have to do Nesius Kapayim? So as the Gemara says in the Pasuk, Koisev Orchus Bnei Yisrael. Atkan Meshachis B'Musuf. Okay, so I know in Shachis I have to do it. You have to do it once a day. How do you know it feels the Musuf Yosef Nesias Kapayim? So the Gemara, the Pasuk says, Ve'isa Aaron Nesiodov Elohom. This is referring after the Avoido. So the Gemara, Mikroz Zem Esurusu. The way to write it is, he finished the avodah, and then he did the nesius kapayim. But it says that before. It says, and then he finished the chatos v'shlomim. It's not true. Only after the avodah, he did nesius kapayim. And lamelamed, shebiridos lamizbeach, and he says, kapa mavorech asahom. This is coming to emphasize that every time you do an avodah, you do Nesias Kapayim. That's like a Hagdoma. He says Kapa, when do you do Nesias Kapayim? When you finish an Avodah. It's the rule the Torah is teaching. That's what Reb Chaim explains in his second explanation. So from here you learn, every Musaf you have to do Birkas Koyanim. So the Gemara, Yivorchem Ba'amido, did the Baruchem Ba'amido, Yechol Shalei Ba'amido. Can it be, does he have to stand? Tomod Loima Kibom Bochar Hashem Lokecho L'Sharsoy U'Livorech B'Shmoy. It says the Koyanim, who chose him to do Shirus, to do Brocho. Makish Brocho L'Shirus. Mashirus Ba'amido, of bracha b'amido. The same with the shirus, the serving is b'amido, also bracha is b'amido. Meaning birkas koyanim. V'chenu oime v'yakuma koyanim alevim v'yavorcho yasom. So it says the koyanim alevim, they stood up to do bracha for the nation. Meaning bracha is supposed to be b'amido. Now that pasuk continues and says, v'yishma b'koylom v'tavoy tfilasom l'moyin koyt shel shamayim. There was a bracha, and it was answered, it was given, it was go, went up to shamayim. Says the Gemara, that is b'doyish l'chizkiyo sheyigim b'toyru akos medaber. That's in doyish l'chizkiyo that they were omel, they were working on toyru. Avadoyis achim sheyoydim v'dezor. Other generations, they worshiped v'dezor, ma'u oimer, or b'parsachim kapechim, when you do nesiz kapayim, alim einem mikem. I'm not going to look at it. Meaning, it's not enough for the Quran to do birkas koyanim. But the people that receive the bracha need to be people that are proper, that are roy to get the bracha. So the Gemara Yivorchem Brocho Stumo Avloi Shemanu Eizohi. It says in the pasuk referred by Musaf, he should do the bracha. I didn't say which bracha. At Shabbat Kosei Pirush, until came the pasuk and told us in Parshas Nasoi, Yivorcho Hashem Yishmarecho, Yivorcho Hashem Ponavalecho Veichuneko, Yisor Hashem Ponavalecho Veisemlecho Shalayim. That's the Bikus Kriyani that the Torah says later. So the Gemara Minayin LeNeilo. How do we know we have to add a Tefilas Neilo? Omar Rav Levi gam ki tarbu tfilo eni nishmea mikan shekol amar bu tfilo nano. The Rav says, even if you add so much davening, I'm not going to listen. Mashal, in a usual case, more tfilas is accepted more. So the Gemara Makalvo shitasu de Rav Levi. The Chor Rav Levi contradicted himself. He said here is good to daven more. Taman Omar Rav Abba Breda Papi Yeshu de Sichni b'shem Rav Levi. They said the name of Rav Levi. B'chol etzev yem mutor v'dvar sasayim ach lemachzor. When you have Eitziv, when you have toiling, so there's always going to be a benefit. But Dvar Satayim, talking a lot, is only a chisaron. And what does it mean? So Rav Levi said, Chanel di sheripta b'tfilah, so because she would talk so, too much in davening, kitzer b'yom Shmuel. She made Shmuel's life shorter. Shoma v'yeshiv sham adoylum. She said that Shmuel will be in the Mishkan adoylum. V'aloyin oylum shelevi l'chamishiv shana. How long is a Levi working in Beis HaMikdash? Only 50 years. So when she said that Shmuel will be Adoyim, she meant till 50 years. And that's why he died at the age of 50. Says the Gemara of Idilo in 50. One second, Shmuel lived for 52 years. The first 2 years when he was still nursing for Imchano. But 50 years he wasn't in the, he was a Levi and he was worshiping HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Kohom Rahakin, so going back to the Stiro. So here he said it's good to add davening. And so the Gemara can be Yochid, can be Tzibur. Individual should not daven too much. But at Tzibur, more davening is good. וכי בשביל יוחנן המשיר במחלבת השם המאיר, והיו כי הרפסו להספלל, מכל שכל המרבה להספלל ננו. It says בחנוכה, she was davening so much, and then Eli heard her, and then he eventually gave her a bracha. So you see from here, davening a lot does work. And this comes to argue in Rabbi Levi, he said that davening too much for individuals is not good. Says the Gemara, Mosa hi ne'ilo. When is the time it feels ne'ilo? Rabbanan dekis ramin is balgun rav v'rabbi yuchanan, z'machlekes. Rav lomar ben ilas shari shamayim. When they close shari shamayim, meaning when it's sunset. B'yuchanan ben ilas shari heichol. When they close the heichol, which in the Beis HaMikdash, which is earlier than that. Omar Rav Yudon Antondario, Masniso Vasiyale Rabbi Yochanan, bring your right Rabbi Yochanan. So Vishloish Aprokim and Quranim, Noisim is Kapeyim Aropayim Biyoim, our Mishnah, Vashakas Vemusav Aminchum Bin Yilash Shoharim. Yizach Meimer Nihil Asha Shamayim Biyoim. It says over here, they do Nisiz Kapayim four times a day. So Masha the Nihil is doing the day. If you're talking about Shkia, it's not already the day, it's already when it's sunset. Ketiruz Digmar Lev Chafal Lev Amud Aleph, Achua Deimei the Rav Ado, the brother of the mother of Avada, meaning his uncle, Havetzayel Gulti de Rav Bitzoyim Rabo. He was holding on to the glimut, to the clothing of Rav on Yom Kippur. Only Katich Mishim Shabarej Dikle at Yarvili Gulti. When you see the sun on top of the trees, give me my glimut. Then Nitzli Neil Sharim, so that, okay, so I can dive in Nihilo. So they go, Michavish de Dosa de Rav. Tamun Oyim Benil Shah Shemaim. Before we learned, the Nihilo is in a time when it's dark. And here we call Oyim Benil Shah Rechel. Because he's talking about when the sun is above the trees. It says the Gemara Amar Matnio Alidid Have a Marich Betzusi Sagin Have a Magia Samuch Leniilah Shari Shamayim. He davened a very long davening, so he started Niilo when the sun is above the trees, and he ended it in the night. With this we conclude Yerushalmi Tainis Dav Chof.